Steve in Lake Charles, Louisiana, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. You are on with Jimmy Akin.
Yes, hello. First off, I don't believe in sola scriptura, but I often get questioned by Protestants. So my question about free will is it scriptural? And mm-hmm. secondly, on this program this week, I've heard people say that God cannot lie and that Jesus could not sin. So my question about that is, does God have free will?
Okay. In regard to the first question, the term free will is a theological term. It developed in theology after the writing of the New Testament. So you won't find the term free will in Scripture, but then you won't find a lot of other theological terms in Scripture either. You won't find the term Trinity in Scripture because even though the concept of the Trinity is in Scripture, the word is of later origin. Similarly, the word Bible isn't in Scripture. That's another term that came along much later. And so even though the books of the Bible are Scripture, they don't use the word Bible in them. So it's the same with free will. Free will is a later theological term, but it describes a reality that is found in Scripture. And this is indicated by a number of passages. One of the things that happens all over the place in both the Old and the New Testament is people are exhorted to do stuff. Thus, for example, in Deuteronomy, you have God telling the Israelites that he's set life and death before them, therefore choose life. Well, that means they have a choice. He's not forcing them to do one or the other. And so that presupposes that they have a choice or a genuinely free choice or free will. In the same way, whenever the New Testament exhorts anybody to do anything rather than something else, you know, that's another illustration of the biblical reality of free will, even though that term hadn't been invented yet. So, yes, it's a biblical concept. In terms of God having freedom, again, you know, the term is a later one, but God clearly has freedom. And this is something that is emphasized particularly in some later theological documents that talk about how, for example, God didn't have to create the world. That was a free choice on his part. He did it out of love for us and to display his glory, but he didn't have to create the world. He was all sufficient in and of himself, and so he had no need to create the world. However, God's actions are consistent with his nature, and his nature is to be all good. And that explains why God can't lie or otherwise sin, because those would involve logical contradictions. Divine omnipotence means that God can do anything that is logically consistent. It doesn't mean he can do anything you can say, because there are some things you can say that contain logical contradictions, and if you think about them, they're just gibberish. For example, the concept of a square circle or a married bachelor. Both of those concepts involve logical contradictions. Something can't have both a square perimeter and a circular perimeter and have only one perimeter. So a square circle is nonsense. Same thing with a four-sided triangle or a married bachelor. You can be married or a bachelor, but you can't be a married bachelor. So statements like God can make a married bachelor is just logical gibberish. And so God could make married people, God could make bachelors, but it's not within the scope of omnipotence to say God could make a married bachelor. That's just gibberish. And in the same way, the idea of an all-perfect, all-good being sinning, whether it's the sin of lying or something else, it's also gibberish. An infinitely holy God that sins. You know, that's logical gibberish. And so, consequently, God can do anything that's logically possible, but he can't sin because that would contradict his nature as an all-holy God. And so the idea of an all-holy God sinning is just more conceptual incoherence, just like four-sided triangles and married bachelors.
Thank you, Steve. But that,
There's lots of choices that don't involve sin, however.
Exactly. So any choice, right, that's not logically contradictory, God could make.